That's a sound which may never be heard again in one Asia-Pacific country. It's the last Sumatran rhinoceros in Malaysia, a female named Iman, who passed away over the weekend from inoperable cancerous tumors at a conservation facility in Malaysian Borneo. Dr. John Payne is the executive director for the Borneo Rhino Alliance and has worked with the animals on Borneo since 1979. Even then, the Sumatran rhino was the most endangered species in Southeast Asia. His team cared for Iman for the past 5 years through many medical crises, as he described to HPR last year.
A lot of the care, I'd say, is literally emotional. The fact that this rhino, Iman, knows that there's people actually at her side helping her over weeks, 24 hours a day through the night, whether it's raining or dark or whatever, it doesn't matter. When she's very sick, there's literally two people at her side all the time, 24/7.
The Sumatran rhinoceros was once found in an area that today is made up of several countries, the most significant being Malaysia and Indonesia. Politics have complicated collaboration on a captive breeding program with the rhinos, decades after the countries agreed on a plan.
Where Indonesia is and where Malaysia is and Brunei and Singapore are now are purely human things generated over the last no more than 200 years or so. So when you get a species like the Sumatran rhino, which is very, very critically endangered, you cannot possibly isolate things by country or even by state or province. You really need one program, but sad to say, it's not blindingly obvious to many people. So the imperative to have a formal Indonesia-Malaysia agreement has been around for a long time. As always, once you try to get agreements between nations, all sorts of issues come in, and one issue tends to get linked to another one. Frankly, the reason is that the rhino then gets linked, you know, to politics, sports, human issues, all that sort of thing. And the rhino is always like number 10 or 20 or 30 on the list of bilateral discussions.
According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, fewer than 80 of the animals remain. In an email last week, Dr. Payne said Malaysian authorities will continue to seek Indonesia's agreement on resource collaboration. You can hear the complete conversation with Dr. John Payne speaking about the critically endangered Sumatran rhinoceros at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Dave Lawrence.